Coin 93.9.
Yes, ma'am. Clay Hall is calling for Ivy.
Hi, Clay. It's Ivy. How are you?
Oh, how are you? Good.
I'm good. I'm just sitting here trying to figure out what to play next week. What would you like me to play next week?
Hey, give that new song of mine a couple spins. That would help out.
Let's talk about this. Well, let's not talk about the new song yet. Let's not talk about Here I Go Again yet. I got to ask you some other questions first.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, plain or peanut M&Ms?
I don't do chocolate.
You don't do chocolate? Okay, then. What's your favorite kind of candy?
Ooh, Sour Patch.
Sour Patch. Okay. Rollerblades or roller skates?
I would say rollerblades. I'd probably bust my butt, though.
CD or vinyl?
CDs.
And last question, George Strait or Willie Nelson?
George Strait.
Now we can talk about Here I Go Again. Tell me a little bit about this song.
Oh, man, Here I Go Again, one of my favorites off the new record. And I've been playing it for a bunch of years. You know, I actually didn't write it. My buddy, one of my best friends wrote it and decided to go in and recut it. And it just tells a story that everyone can relate to of, you know, finding out where your love is at and, you know, trying to rekindle something and, you know, seeing what she's doing, driving down her street. And I think every man and woman can relate to that. They've been there at some point in a relationship, I would think. But, you know, other than that, it's just a really good song. I love it, the way it came out in the studio. And it's, at least for me, it's one of those songs I can leave on repeat and crank it up, rip the knob off that radio right there in the truck, you know, and just drive down the highway and keep it going.
So let's fast forward 20 years when you're doing your best of greatest hits album. Are you going to change Here I Go Again in any way? Are you going to add something to it? Are you going to take something away? Are you going to like put a full string orchestra behind you? What do you think you might do to it if you ever redo it for a best of album?
Oh, if I ever recut it, I'll put more steel guitar in it. Probably that's about it.
Well, then, that's okay. So, beyond the little sprinkling of red dirt and Texas music that I can get on Coin 93.9, the other things we play are those superstars of country. One of those superstars comes to you and says, here, I want you to do one of my songs. Who is that superstar of country, and which song do you redo?
Oh, man. You got me thinking here. You know, I've always loved Brooks and Dunn. If I had to go back, I would probably pick some, you know, old Brooks and Dunn, standard. I actually started my morning listening to How Long Gone, and, I would probably go back and cut that one again. That's a fun song. It's hard to say. You got me stumped on that one, but, there's all kinds of people I would love to, work with and re-record something down the road. But all I can think of right now is going back to re-record some Brooks and Dunn songs.
Well, I'll make a deal with you. You think about it some more. You scope out your top five. And when I can finally open these studio doors and have in-person guests, you'll come in and you'll answer the question again.
That'll work. I can definitely get to work on that.
I appreciate you spending some time with us. Do come by and see us whenever we get to open things back up and you're back out and about. And if you would do...
I will. I need to come visit. You know, my great-grandfather was there in Paris, Texas. They're at the junior college. The baseball field is named after my great-grandfather, Hollis Field. So I got to come back and maybe do some type of show or concert for you guys up there when things get back to normal.